Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
If Allah blesses you with, mashallah, tabarakallah, an amazing woman, falhamdulillah, your life is nice and easy and sweet. You're enjoying, you're happy. Regardless of what happens in the outside world, whether you are making money, whether you are famous, whether you are successful in your dunya or not, if you have a pious and righteous wife that supports you, loves you, cares for you, then you are the richest man. However, if Allah pairs you with a fitna, with a niqmah, ni'mah, opposite is niqmah, with a challenge, with a spouse, whether it be a wife or for the wife, the husband, who will test your patience to its brink, who will push you to your limits and try to challenge you in every way, then your life can become very difficult. You might have the money and the cars and the business and the fame, but at home, you're in prison, you're masjoon, you're in trouble, and so your whole life becomes affected. And so it's important to understand and learn about this topic. Whether you are married, looking to get married, or previously were married and still traumatized from it, for all people. Whether you are intending to get married or decided, no, I'm not going to get married. It's too much for me. It's the fitna is too much, or the challenge is too much. Either way, this marriage discussion, this talk is important. You know, if you go to Indonesia and Malaysia, they have a rule there. Before you get married, you have to study a marriage course. And when the imam checks that you've actually taken the course, then he will say, okay, then you can conduct your nikah. Before that, nothing. This goes to show how important it is, because as you know, Indonesia, Malaysia, they are a huge population of Muslims, millions. So because it's so important, and because the education part of it is so important, they take it very seriously. As for us in the UK, namely East London, the Pakistani, Bangladesh, Indian, any other community, in fact, most of the world, our preparation for marriage is the colors, the theme, the cars, the hall. Goodness me, it goes even more. The color of the covers that go on the chairs, on the tables, the finger food items, the items on the table, the drinks, what's at the front, what happened? Oh my goodness, it's so much. But if you ask those same people, mashallah, you spent months and years planning this dream wedding of yours. Have you spent even 1 month or even 1 week or even one book or even one course or even one lecture on studying the ahkam of marriage, the rules and regulations, the rights and responsibilities? I can guarantee you 99% will say no. Is that wise? You tell me, is that wise? It's unwise. It doesn't make any sense. Because that is the true preparation of marriage, that you have the knowledge, the know-how, the rights and the responsibilities, the Quran and the Sunnah that speak about marriage and its and how to make it successful. If you haven't studied that and gained from the knowledge of revelation of wahi, which is knowledge from the one who knows the past, present and the future, who knows all of our matters, ala ya'lamu man khalaq, he knows what he has made and what we need, we want to avoid all of that knowledge and only concerned about one particular day, honestly, is naive, is silly, is unintelligent. So let's wake up, let's change that tradition. In fact, when you guys, the mashallah, mainly single men today, as we've asked before, when before you get married, make sure that you have, and your spouse also has, studied marriage properly. Okay? And if they haven't studied marriage properly, then indicate them to this marriage mirage talk maybe to start off with, and they can study a lot more. Okay, hopefully the marriage is not a mirage for you. It's actually marriage which is happiness and success. Do you know what a mirage is, by the way? What's it, can someone define, what's a mirage? It's sarab. It's spoken about in the Quran. كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُ الظَّمْآنُ مَا. Mirage is basically, you know when you're traveling in a hot road and you feel like there's water at the front, isn't it? And then you get close, there's no water, it's just steam. So hopefully your marriages are not a mirage. It's actually true happiness and success. Say Allahumma Ameen. So our discussion will be quite brisky, quite, you know, speedy. That's because I want to discuss a few important topics. Okay? And then I want to also give some time before Isha for questions. Only a few, because it's so important. And in my experience of speaking about marriage and all of the nikahs that I've conducted and all of the different universities that I've visited, I've found that this topic always brings smiles on your face, but also a lot of questions out of the people. So it's important to give that opportunity, inshallah. So just a quick recap. Marriage was the first relationship Allah Azza wa Jal ordained and permitted in this dunya. As you know, it was between Sayyiduna Adam and Hawa. That was the first relationship Allah made between them, what? Nikah. And so therefore, because it was the first relationship created and its location was Jannah under the command of Allah between the first prophet and his spouse, it shows to you how blessed it is. Its beginning is blessed. Okay? Allah himself instructed it. Its location was not any particular hole, it was in Jannah itself, subhanAllah. Thereafter, because it's so blessed and it's the right thing to do, it's the righteous way of the righteous people, of the righteous men and women, Allah made it the tradition of almost all of the Anbiya to be married. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. Allah sent so many prophets. Does anyone know how many? Quick, come on, we haven't got time. 144,000. Any other? Scholars have differed. There's two mazhabs. No, it's 124,000. 25 mentioned specifically that we know of by their names. 124,000 prophets were sent. Most of them were married, with the exception of a few, by the permission of Allah, because of specific reasons. But it was the norm for the men and the women of the past, the righteous men and women, the nobility, to be married. So therefore, it shows that this is the way of the prophets, and the way is blessed and rightly guided. Does that make sense? Starts blessed, tradition, legacy, history is blessed. Then we see that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and our Quran has taught us in so many different places how marriage is the doorway to so many blessings and protections and benefits and gifts for this dunya and the akhirah. And that is why when the nikah is completed, what does the imam say in dua? He says, Allahumma barik lahuma. Or we say, Barakallahu lakuma. Wabaraka alaykuma. Wajama'a baynakuma fi khayr. In order to achieve that barakah, which marriage has within it, in its legacy, in its history, in its starting, we are making dua, oh Allah, grant this blessing to these newly married individuals, this new couple. Furthermore, to show to you how much barakah it brings, in Surah An-Nur, Allah says, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, the ayah that I've recited at the beginning. He gives the responsibility of facilitating marriage to the elders and the seniors of the community, to those who are in charge, and the a'imma, mashayikh, the dads, mums, and the aunties and the uncles. Make it happen. Facilitate. Arrange for marriages. And then Allah says, إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Even if they are poor, Allah will make them rich. Allah will make them what? Rich. يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. This goes to show that this barakah, that history proves, that the dua also asks for, is coming to fruition. Allah is saying, through marriage, your doors of rizq will open. Now, I can vouch for this in my, of course we can all vouch for this, the Quran of Allah. But in personal experience, is there anyone else here who can be a witness to this? That you got married and afterwards, mashallah, things really kicked off. Anyone, can you show me your hand? I'm not going to say his name. But yes, Bais up there. Anyone else that marriage happened and then mashallah, we saw doors of rizq opening in unprecedented, unknown ways. Because this is the truth. If you marry for the sake of Allah, in order to preserve your chastity, to obey Allah, to avoid haram, to fulfill the sunnah, then Allah will open doors of rizq for you. And you can't even imagine where those doors will be opened from, subhanAllah. Wallahu wasi'un alim. This goes to show the barakah of marriage coming into action. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the nikah day, as you know, everyone's supposed to give some sort of a gift. Do you guys give gifts or no? You give gifts, isn't it? Allah gives a gift as well to the newlyweds. Allah gives a gift. What's that? That is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, من رزقه الله امرأة صالحة فقد أعانه على شطر دينه. Whomsoever Allah has helped with, granted them a righteous wife, righteous spouse, then Allah has aided you with half of your deen. Do you see how the barakah and the khair of the marriage is already coming in? Allah will give you rizq. Allah will provide for you. Allah will improve and boost and complete your deen for you. You will be upon the path of the nahj of the anbiya and the salihin. Subhanallah. Furthermore, along with these blessings, marriage brings with it so much protection. Immunity. From what? Allah says, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُمْ. You, husband and wife, are libas to each other. What does that mean? No one, you know, they're not clothes. What does libas mean? It means that you are supposed to, through marriage, beautify each other. You complete one another. Does that make sense? You know, we say the better half, my other better half. You say that in romance and love. But the truth is, you are supposed to feel like, alhamdulillah, through marriage, right? My spouse is a form of protection for me in that household. They protect me in my chastity. My wife, or the wife, the husband. You protect each other in your chastity. Right? You protect each other in your dignity. If as spouses you are speaking ill of each other in your absence, ghibah of each other, defaming your own spouse, this is shooting yourself in the foot. Because at the end of the day, marriage is one add one equals one. Marriage maths is different. One add one equals one. So if you are backbiting your spouse, if you are speaking ill of them, then you are actually shooting yourself in the foot. Because as you very famously know, you may forget and forgive your spouse for something wrong that they've done, but if you've told your friend or your aunt or your friend, or your sister, then they will never forget. Does that make sense? Because there is a special level of shafaqah and softness and kindness between the spouses, which is not in the hearts of others because they are not in that marriage. And so they will hold on to it longer than others. So the point is Allah protects you through marriage because you are libas to each other. You protect each other's chastity, your honor, your dignity. You beautify each other. You complete each other. This is what libas does. When I wear clothes, it makes me look nice, but it also protects me from the hot or the cold. Tamam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said, فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرُ. Marriage helps you to lower your glance. Meaning, alhamdulillah, Allah has provided you with a spouse. You are now able to spend your time, have your intimacy. That should naturally mean that you are now able to control your glances and your desires more. Does that make sense? It's reasonable. We should find comfort, peace, and the fulfillment of our needs and our desires with our spouses. Our happiness and our joy should be with them. And that should enable us to control our glances and our chastity even further. So check yourself and keep an eye on yourself. Is my marriage taking me closer to Allah? Is my marriage helping me to remain more controlled, restrained in my glances and in my inclination towards sin? If that is yes, then alhamdulillah. Praise Allah and thank Allah. If there is a problem there, that your marriage is not taking you closer to Allah, it's taking you away from Allah, and it's not helping you to become more chaste, protecting your chastity, then again you should ask yourself a question, why and how do I remedy this? Because it should be remedied, it shouldn't be just left dormant, ignored, because you are on the maqsad, and from the purposes of the marriage, it's not being fulfilled. Tamam? أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرُ وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرُ. It should protect your private parts through the marriage. So marriage is barakah on the one hand, and on the other hand, it's also protection, immunity. Another amazing thing is, you know, every single human being has got angels protecting them. Do you know that? Allah says in the Quran, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Every single human being has got angels with them, not just recording your good and bad deeds, but also protecting you from harms. And you will not be afflicted by any harm except for that which Allah has written for you. Sometimes, do you see those videos of the near misses? The guy is about to get hit. He moves and a second later something comes and strikes that place. This is لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهُ مِّن خَلْفِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِّن أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. No harm will touch that person until Allah has decreed that it's their moment. Now, if you have protecting angels for you, and then you get married, and your spouse also has protecting angels for her, guardian angels, it's a real thing, by the way. Guardian angels is a real thing, that Allah has protecting angels for you. Then in your house, you don't just have your 10 malak or more. There is a difference among the ulama and riwayat as to how many angels in total. But that number is now multiplied. Protecting your home and your family, these angels are there with you. If you have children, that number increases again. So it protects you. The marriage itself protects you physically with the guardian angels, because the number of angels in your home and your household now are more because of this barakah of marriage. So we see, I don't need to explain to you anymore the beauties and the fada'il and the virtues of marriage, because there are so many ayat regarding that. You probably heard many talks about it. But the question is now, how do I achieve this barakah? How do I achieve this protection? How do I achieve this serenity? You know, the million-dollar question now is, what is romance? What is love? Everyone is seeking it. But Allah actually answers this question in the Quran. Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. From his miraculous signs is that he has made for you spouses from you. We got that part. But then why? What's the main purpose of marriage? What's marriage supposed to bring for me? What's in it for me, as you would say? Allah says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may find serenity, calmness, contentment with your spouse. Are you guys with me? From the purposes of marriage that you find calmness, stillness, serenity and peace with your spouse. If your marriage is bringing you headache, tension, war and problems, after problems, then we need to make dua that Allah improves that situation, because it's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to find calmness and peace with your spouse. With all of the challenges that happen in your outside world, in your day-to-day life, your home is supposed to be your sort of peace and comfort. So you're supposed to find peace with your spouse. Right? So how do I achieve that peace, that stillness? I mean, it's not just about making, as the young people, a lot of them do now, from the conditions that some of these young men and women put inside their marriage discussion, is that, will you make TikToks with me?
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Wallahi, I'm not joking. Wallahi, I'm not joking. So, brother Akhi, from the common question that they ask to the guy now is, do you know how to cook? Not the other way around. So these are how times are changing. These are some of the conditions and terms that we are, subhanAllah, seeing in front of us right now. Because what's happened is the purpose of marriage has been lost. We don't know why. People don't know why they're getting married. I want to get married because my cousin's sister got married. I want to get married because all my boys are married. I'm single. My mom and dad are pushing me, saying, you know, in Bangladesh, are you not going to get married yet? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? It's to kind of prove that you're fine. A lot of the times. So now, until that vision is clear, the intention is pure as to why you are getting married, what you're supposed to find in it, what's the goal of it, you don't know what you're working towards. And Allah has told us in the Quran that we're supposed to find stillness and comfort and peace. It's not just about jumping up and down, going from place to place, traveling to country, every few days you have to book a holiday. That's fine. If Allah has blessed you with that mal and the ability and the sihat and afiyat to do so, la bats, no problem, especially if you're benefiting and if you're reflecting upon the signs of Allah. But if you think the whole purpose of marriage is to go jumping from place to place, then wallah, it's not. It's to find stillness, calm and peace with your spouse, regardless of where you are. You may just be sitting in your local park, having ice cream, or sitting in your home, in your room, just talking to each other, enjoying each other's company, and you're fine, you're happy, you're content, you're happy inside. That is a golden marriage. That is peace. That is serenity. لِتَسْكُنُوا You found sakina with your spouse. In order for us to achieve that, Allah has helped us. How? Many, many ways. Allah says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً Allah has made between you mawadda, love and compassion and mercy. Love is needed for marriage, by the way. Some people say, you know, some of us assume that love and marriage are like somewhat, it's supposed to be like a sin. La wallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us and taught the Sahaba that before you get married, you should look at your spouse, see them. فَإِنَّهُ أَحْرَى أَن يُؤْدَمَ بَيْنَهُمَا It's the chance of them loving each other more, becoming united, their hearts coming together is more when they see each other and they know what they look like and if they are a suitable match. So that goes to show that we're supposed to find in marriage love. We're not saying love then marriage, we're saying find love in your marriage. And that marriage should bring love for you. Today, a lot of this is upside down. Love is there before marriage and after marriage is war. It's beef. Everything's mess. But before that, honey, without you. You know, my sweet, my this. All of these sweet words. The day you get married, it's all serious. And it's all contract. It's all, but you said, and he said, and she said, but my friend, my cousin, my neighbor, my next door neighbor's neighbor, my friend's neighbor's neighbor, that influencer, but what about them? This is what happens. So these are not things that we want to take lightly, because at the end of the day, the marriage is supposed to bring us peace, serenity, and contentment. So Allah has facilitated this with love and compassion. There's this notion now, un-Islamic entertainment, that, I have fallen out of love. And so therefore the marriage needs to come to an end. And unfortunately, this is creeping into many Muslim families. I just don't love him anymore. I just don't love her anymore. I don't find her attractive. You fix up. This is not on. This is not the kind of language that Islam is allowed. Because the Quran is saying that Allah has facilitated your marriage, not just through love. Love is there, alhamdulillah. But also with rahmah. Yani, mashallah, you spent 10 years with your spouse and all of a sudden you feel unattracted because your eyes have been loitering. You've corrupted your eyes by looking at the wrong places and now you're comparing with those wrong places and say, I don't find her attractive and you think this is a valid reason for you to now separate and break out of them. Wallahi, this is dhulum. This is haram. This is not allowed. Because marriage is supposed to be sustained, that peace, that sakina, through love and mercy. We don't need to look very far. Look among your elder generations. We are very quick to go and criticize our culture and our elders. Oh, my mom and dad and, you know, our culture. No, but truly and honestly, with an open mind, see how your grandparents, your mom and dad, despite everything that's happened in their life, all of the challenges that they've been through, they've stuck by each other. Yeah? A lot of them had to spend years apart, right? And all of these facilities that now you have, mashallah, tabarakallah, you have the nappies, you have the wipes, you have the water wipes, you have the bottles, you have the formula, you have the sterilization, you have machines that make you the milk, ready to go. And yet, it's too much for us, subhanallah. And we feel like, it's too much hard work. I've fallen out of love. And you want to give up. This is not the right thinking. This is not Islamic thinking. This is shaitanic thinking to separate. Because shaitan plants the seed of discomfort, of distaste, until you are eventually pulled apart. And now you keep on watching all of this Bollywood and Hollywood and Dollywood. And Tollywood, I don't know what else there is, wood there is. All of these woods out there, giving you ideas, fake ideas. And then you have friends, people in your circles who are the most adamant to give you advice on marriage, but they are not even married themselves. Wallahi, I'm telling you, the ones that advise you most about marriage are the ones that are single. You're my ride or die, bro. Without you, man. Come on, bro. But he's just trying to get you out of marriage because you're locked. You're locked down. He wants to make you unlocked so that he can chill with you and waste his life and your life with him as well. And you think this is just men, wallahi, sisters too. She's my ride or die. I have to go and chill until 2 o'clock. I have boba, bubble tea. Allahu Akbar. The point is that the ones that are giving advice about marriage are the least experienced in marriage a lot of the times. Or their mind is corrupted with wrong thoughts. So therefore, in order to achieve this serenity, this stillness, this calm, this peace in our marriage, our thinking has to be right. Our objective has to be clear. That I am getting married to find peace and contentment. Not to make TikToks only. Or other things that we've mentioned before. Does that make sense? You're trying to find peace, contentment, stability so that you can worship Allah. You see, the Prophet ﷺ has taught us that the marriage is supposed to be a step towards Allah. It drives you towards Allah. Completes half of your deen. فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ So be fearful and conscious of Allah in the other half. So what that goes to show us that when you get married, it's not just about the dunya, it's actually a step towards Allah. Halfway towards completing your deen. Once that vision is clear that I am getting married, Ya Rabbi, to please you. I am getting married in order to find peace and contentment in this dunya so that I can focus on my ibadah, my life, my goals, my aspirations. Then your thinking is different. Your approach is different. Then you're not nitpicking. Because you got married for the sake of Allah and you know that your spouse, despite her or his faults and defects and weaknesses, at the end of the day, they're helping you with getting closer to Allah. On one of the occasions when the Prophet ﷺ was contemplating talaq to one of his wives, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Jibreel informed him that you must keep her because she is a pious woman, regardless of what you dislike about her. Does that make sense? If your vision is this dunya is temporary, I want to get to akhirah, that's how our seniors, our salaf, our grandparents, that's how they live their life. Their life is 2 days, right? But now you want to go according to every single trend. Of course, you're going to be looking around here and there and comparing your life and comparing this. And you'll be very, very unpeaceful and full of discomfort in your heart, jealousy, hatred, falling in and out of love as your whims say. A'udhu billah. Wallah. The problem is our examples and our role models that many of our brothers and sisters take as examples, they are not even suitable. And our people are Muslim, pious, muhajjabat, munaqabat, brother with a beard is looking at this thing. Oh, yeah, I think I'm going through what she's going through or he's going through. I think I can relate to. Does that make sense? Does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It shouldn't be like that. Our example should be much better. Pious women, pious men should be our example. Successful married men who have raised families of huffaz and ulama and qurra and abidas and hafidhas and qari'as, shaykhas. Those are our examples. How did they sacrifice? How did they go through the thick and thin? How did they survive with the least of supplies and make it through the hard times? And then eventually Allah gave them success and now they are living it large as it were. Children are mashallah grown up. They're huffaz, alim, successful, working, grandchildren are there, it's all good. And they can depart this world knowing that alhamdulillah, I have done my part. Not so greedy, not just so selfish, I'm falling in and out of love and emotional, jumpy. All of this, not, wallah, a'udhu billah, may Allah protect us. So in order to achieve this, you have to have the bigger vision in front of you. Always zoom out. This phrase, I've been thinking about a lot, zoom out. Zooming out always helps. In your marriage, zoom out. Today you're going to have an argument, zoom out. What's going to happen tomorrow? Today you're going to separate. What's going to happen? Zoom out. You'll see what happens in the future. Your kids, how it's going to play out, pan out. This zooming out technique and skill is helpful for every, many, many things. Even in salah, for example, if you're lacking a bit of khushu', all you do is zoom out. I think, wallahi, I'm right now wanting to get distracted by my phone or by this or by that. But at the end of the day, I will be asked about Allah, about this by Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Zoom out, think about the bigger picture. Where am I going? Where is this taking me? So yes, our intention and our purpose should be, Ya Rabbi, with marriage, I want to get closer to you. Ya Rabbi, with marriage, I want to protect myself and my spouse from haram. I want to achieve success in this dunya of serenity, of peace, of calmness, of stillness inside my mind and my heart. That is the purpose, right? This is aided and supported by the Islamic education that you've acquired and attained to know what are the rights and responsibilities of the husband and the wife. So let's talk about it. What are the rights and the responsibilities of the husband and the wife? If everyone fulfilled their responsibilities, no one would have to ask or demand their rights. But we live in a time when everyone has to ask for their rights but not fulfill their responsibilities. Is that correct? That's my right. But what about your responsibility, brother, my sister? So from the responsibilities of the husband is, of course, financial, full financial responsibility. To love for your wife, to care for her, to be gentle with her, to be soft with her, how the Prophet ﷺ was with his spouses. He was gentle. He said, Rifqan bil qawarir, be gentle with the women, be kind, listen, speak, communicate, give them time, give them attention. These are from the rights. Fair, kind treatment to each of your spouses, if Allah has blessed you in that way, or to your wife, right? You have to be kind and gentle to them at all times, regardless of the difficult times or ease. Of course, things will happen, you'll have arguments and etc. But at the end of the day, the norm has to be as such. If a man now does not fulfill his responsibility, he doesn't want to give his wife time, then you are taking from her rights. When I say time, by the way, I need to describe this. Some people think my husband needs to give me time. That means he needs to be glued to my shoulder for all hours that he's not at work. This is probably what you're thinking at your honeymoon period. But this is not actually the norm, by the way. Give you time, enough time to communicate, quality time to speak, to understand, to talk through your matters, love and affection, all of that, that's time. If you don't give that amount of attention, brother, then you are not fulfilling your wife's rights. If now you want your wife to chip in for the bills, then that's you. You do you, bro. But that is not how it's supposed to be. You might say, well, I'm going through a hard time. Akhi, life is hard. Okay, I'm not talking about extortion here. But there are many brothers out there, basic bills, they try to evade it. I think, are you okay, bro? And he's happy with taking money from his wife to pay the basic bills. And these guys... And then he's like, oh, my wife, yeah, and she doesn't give me the respect that I would like. I'm not justifying the lack of respect, but at the end of the day, you fulfill your part, and she will have to give you the respect that you deserve. Does that make sense? I'm not justifying it, but there's a cause and effect to these kind of matters. You fulfill your responsibilities. And your rights, you can expect thereafter. Sister, for me, responsibilities is that you listen to your husband. You consult him in matters of importance. You do not do things that would displease and go against what you know your husband would like or dislike. These are things you must be conscious of. Tamam? There are basic marital rights. You must fulfill them. Some to do with public life, some to do with private life. Regards to intimacy and etc. These are basic marital rights. These are haq that Allah has prescribed and made it from the basic rights of marriage. And if someone wants to withhold these rights, then you are doing haram. You are oppressing your spouse. Wallahi, there's no other way of putting it. Taking haq, rights away from a person, you are oppressing that person. And that would be justification for separation of marriage if that person wanted to do a fasakh or a khula' in the court of marriage. These are justifiable grounds of separation because these are basic marital rights and you are not fulfilling them. Does that make sense to you guys? So don't be of those people. Unfortunately, many people, they try to weaponize. You could use it as a bargaining chip, these basic rights of marriage. This is not justified. This is not jais, not from the sunnah, not from the Quran. It's not acceptable at all. Tamam? Brothers and sisters, mindset was spoken about. Tamam? Rights and responsibilities, you must fulfill them. You must learn about them more, know about them, fulfill them. And then if things get really harsh, then you can talk about mediation and I'm not getting my rights and she's not fulfilling her responsibilities or he is not. And you can overcome those challenges. Marriages are bound to have challenging and turbulent times. Even the Prophet ﷺ had that in his marriage. Sayyidina Umar. You know, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal says that I had lived with my spouse for 40 years and we've never argued in a really bad way for all of that time because whenever my wife is angry, I stay quiet and whenever I am angry, she stays quiet. Can any of us do this? But it's hard. If you're angry, it's like you want to say something, but we need to try and work towards that. Allah says, ادفع بالتي هي أحسن السيئة. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن. فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة. Even if someone's an enemy to you and they do wrong to you, you're supposed to try and exchange it with good so that their hearts become softened and the message is conveyed to them of da'wah. Now this is your spouse, the mother of your children, the father of your children. If something bad happens, try to restrain, hold back. It doesn't have to become a challenge every single time. So these challenges will always come. It's about managing them. Remaining calm and mature and steady within them and through them. Does that make sense, guys? Look, just think about it. If you had a really close relationship with a friend, a best friend, would you give up so easily? No, you say, you know what? We had a misunderstanding. Well, let's figure it out. If you're working for a very big job, 100K job, and then one day you had a bit of a bust up with one of your fellow colleagues, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't want to lose this job. You know, let's figure it out. If our marriages are so valueless to us that we'd just give up on because of one argument or one misunderstanding or this or that, this is not justified, wallah. We need to value this ni'mah of Allah. Allah has described, and the Prophet ﷺ has described this marriage as the contract with which you have, the contract of Allah's name with which you have made your spouse halal for you. So it's a very weighty contract.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.